All right, with me this morning in the studio is Don Posh from Indigo, and your organization is really something that I'm interested in because, one, I have a elder father-in-law that lives with me. I'm not getting much younger myself, and I, you know, there was a period of time in my life where I was looking at some of these services that your organization, Indigo, provides for disability people. Well, I had surgery on my knee, I had foot surgery, and there was a point in my life where I really felt disabled. I had to get around in a scooter chair and or a wheelchair or a the knee thing that you had.
A knee scooter.
Knee scooter.
That was after you had your foot surgery.
Yeah. And it was like, okay, so I'm becoming more and more aware of people with disabilities and what we, you know, what they struggle with, what I struggled with, and how your organization can kind of make life a little better for those who are struggling with disabilities. So tell us about what Indigo is and the areas that you represent and the services that it provides.
Well, I want to backtrack just a tad because of what you were, how you opened. I wanted to reflect on the fact that our counties up here are some of the oldest in the state. Aging and disability go hand in hand. You get age-related disabilities.
Sure.
You know, it could be a stroke. It could, and a lot of it is mobility. Your bones just aren't working the way that they used to. Your body just has given you a gift of, well, I made it this far, and it is successful to make it to be this side of the dirt at our age and even beyond us. So disability and age, that's why there's ARDCs, the Aging and Disability Resource Centers.
Sure.
We work hand in hand with the ADRCs and all the counties. There's independent living centers throughout the state, and every county is covered. Our organization, Indigo, covers Douglas, Bayfield, Ashland, Iron, Price, Sawyer, Washburn, and Burnett counties, as well as Bad River, Red Cliff, La Coudre Ray, and the St. Croix tribal communities.
Oh, okay.
So we cover a large area.
That's a large geographical area.
Yeah, and we're based out of Superior, but I work out of a home office outside of Spooner, and our other independent living specialists do the same. So we were established in 1988, 2 years before the signing of the Americans with Disability Act. And one of the criteria for being employed there is they want our staff and board of directors to have 51% minimum of employees and board of directors with disabilities. So we have a lived experience. I understand what it's like for the people that I visit and see because I've lived it already.
So it
brings forth a little bit of empathy that you don't get from going to college and reading it out of a book.
Right.
So
and then trying to relate to people because you read it in a book. And
right.
How do I relate to this person?
So, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of one of the things that makes our organization so popular.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we do is called information and referral. So if somebody gives a call to our office, they would describe what their disability is, and they asking questions, where do I go from here?
Sure.
If it's something that we do not provide, it would be something that we would say, well, these people do it, so it's our job to know who does what in the counties that we represent, because if it's something that's outside of our purview, then what we do is say, hey, here's a phone number, here's an email address, contact information, the most information that we could give them so that they could be on their way instead of saying, call here and they don't know and call there and they don't know.
Right.
So we want to cut down those calls because people get really frustrated when they have to make several calls to get nowhere.
And you get transferred to different departments. Oh, no, we're not the right place. What I like about what you do with Indigo is you go out to the person's home and visit them in their space. Now, ADRC does that as well, but you know, you got to find the right person that's going to be able to do that. But I like the personal touch that Indigo has with their clients.
And that's basically because a lot of the people that have disabilities don't have transportation.
Yeah.
So you're going right directly to the home, relieving the person of that that other barrier of, now how do I get there?
Yeah, right.
You know, so that way we could have just the one office all the way in Superior, but then still serve people in the middle of nowhere in Sawyer County, in the middle of nowhere in Price County.
There's a lot of middle of the nowhere.
Oh, we have all kinds of it.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about some of the services you provide and how that works.
Indigo is a nonprofit agency empowering people with disabilities in northwestern Wisconsin. As a customer-controlled organization, at least 51% of our staff and board are people with disabilities. Indigo staff provide information, training, and support to people with disabilities in making informed decisions about disability-related needs. All services are consumer-controlled, and each individual decides which services they wish to participate in while working with staff to establish goals and to determine the steps to meet those goals. You can reach Don Posh, Independent Living Specialist, at 715-392-9118, extension 118, or email him at don@indigowi.org. That's Indigo, IndigoWi.org.
All right, we're back with Don Posh from Indigo, and we've been talking about what your company provides services to the disability community. You told us about how large your representation is as far as geographical space. Talk us through some of the more common resources that you provide for people with disabilities.
One of the I think the program that we use the most is assistive technology. Now, that sounds so
technical.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, it does. And what it is basically, well, you and I are both wearing glasses.
Yeah.
That is assistive technology, because without them, we'd have some real major difficulties.
Right.
A cane.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next step from the cane is the walker.
Yeah.
The step following the walker is the wheelchair.
Yeah.
So there's progressions. And there's different items in our assistive technology program for hearing loss, vision. Mostly, a lot of it is mobility, personal care, things when you can't reach certain places and maybe this gets to that place when you're taking a shower.
Yeah,
things like that.
Right.
And or shower benches and so forth. Now, now those, and I shouldn't have said that, because shower benches are something we can't loan because of sanitary purposes.
Sure.
We don't have, you would have to kind of boil. If somebody gave one to you or somebody used one, you'd have to like put it in boiling water and make sure that there's no possibility of transferring something from one person to another.
So you're providing the disability equipment or the technology on a loan basis, so they don't have to invest a large lot of money for a wheelchair when they only need it temporarily. Is that what you're saying? Is that you help out with that?
Yeah, it's a, there's temporary use, or it's to help try before you buy.
Okay.
So maybe there's an item that you need for mobility, and which is like, will a walker work? Here's three different kinds of walkers.
Okay.
You know, because there's different, because everybody's disability is individual.
Yep.
So this works for client A, and this works for client B, and this works for client C. But the opportunity to use all three of them helps you make a choice.
Yeah, because they're expensive.
They are expensive.
And insurance or Medica may not pay for all that.
There's a lot of things that are not paid for.
Yeah.
And one of the main things that we do under that program is when we do those home visits, we can do kind of an assessment. mm-hmm. so I could watch how someone moves around in their home. Are you having difficulty getting in and out of your favorite chair? Is that chair ergonomically designed so that it works for you? Because chairs are set to a standard height, and that's it. But you could be 5 feet tall, you could be 7 feet tall. Those chairs don't work for everybody.
Right.
So sometimes you can adapt a chair to their favorite chair to work better for them. One time, way before I started this, I was a cabinet maker, and mm-hmm. I was visiting my parents. My mom used to do this, and everybody that's a caregiver knows the 1, 2, 3 to get up out of the chair. And they pushed themselves up on number 3, and I watched, and I grabbed a couple of 2x4s, and I put it under that chair, and it was a recliner. Mm-hmm. And they fit under there. I screwed them in so they didn't slide out or anything. Right. But the 1, 2, 3 disappeared.
Yeah,
she just
because
got
she
up.
Was up higher a little bit and had that,
Or sometimes the angle of the back of the chair is too much, so people are leaning back too far.
Sure.
And sometimes you could just put a pillow behind you.
Yeah.
And that puts you closer to the edge of the seat. And what I do try to do is look for the least expensive fix. But you look, so that's just the chair. Then you go, well, how are you getting in and out of your bed? Is it easy? Is it hard? Are there bed rails? Is there a rail that would help you get in and out? Is it set right? Mm. Because there was one where the person was a little bit shorter and had a hard time getting up to that height to get into bed. And I looked it over, and I was trying to think of how to fix it, and it had wheels on it. I said, take the wheels off, and you'd be just fine.
Something simple. Doesn't have to be expensive. They don't have to get a whole new piece of furniture when you just got to take the wheels off.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's specialty hinges that fit on doors that give you an extra inch and a half to an inch and three quarters of space opening, so maybe you're wheelchair will go through instead of replacing the door, tearing the wall apart. I mean, if you had to replace a door, you're looking at some major.
Well, yeah, because you got to change the frame.
There might be electrical going through there. You got maybe some sheetrock work. It could get really expensive.
Sure.
And just the cost of the door and finishing it. So that's kind of things that we look at is can we help this person get through as easy as possible, as cheaply as possible.
Don, thank you very much for coming in and sharing this information. Again, Don Posh is with IndigoWI.org. That's IndigoWI.org, your allies for independence. Indigo is a nonprofit agency empowering people with disabilities in northwestern Wisconsin. As a consumer-controlled organization, at least 51% of our staff and board are people with disabilities. Indigo staff provides information, training, and support to people with disabilities in making informed decisions about disability-related needs.